بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned a number of occasions when du'as are readily answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned two such occasions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thintan la turaddan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are two du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject. Two du'as that do not go by unanswered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which are these two du'as? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدُّعَاء عِنْدَ النِّدَاء. Firstly, the du'a that is made at the time of the adhan. So the adhan is a special occasion, it is a special moment, it is a mubarak time, it is a blessed time. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that during that time, the du'a that is made by Allah subhanahu, the du'a that is made by a person is readily answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first occasion. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَعِنْدَ تَحْتِ الْمَطَرِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at the time when the rains fall. The times when the rains are falling, that is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends. When we find the rains are falling, that is a good sign. It is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is descending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. One of the signs of the anger of Allah is that the rains are withheld. And when the rains come down, it is a sign of Allah's happiness. And the best time to make dua to Allah is when Allah is happy. Because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will readily answer the dua. So these are the two occasions that this Prophet has mentioned. One is at the time of adhan, and one is at the time when it rains. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.